Thanks for joining us in Ecclesiastes. I so appreciate you taking part in this study. We wrap up the book today, Ecclesiastes, and we're focused on a legacy. We're focused on living well and leaving well. We've said it from the beginning of our study in Ecclesiastes. This book needs to be read backwards. Solomon had it all and he tried it all, but nothing under the sun, nothing in this fallen world could satisfy his heart. And then Solomon, reflecting on all he had done, concluded that the only way life makes sense is to love and honor and respect and obey God. Living well must be done through the perspective of eternity. We want to leave this earth well. That means we must live well with Jesus at the center of everything. That's when we can truly live a passionate life. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "Whatever your heart finds to do, do it with all your might. For there's no work or thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going." Once you're dead, we can no longer live. How's that for a profound statement, right? But let's think about that truth. When we're dead, we can no longer hug our wife, tell her how much we love her. We can no longer hug our husband and let him know that we'd marry him all over again. We can't help our kids with homework, watch their sports activity, go to the music concerts, dance recitals. We can't send an encouraging note to a friend or show others that we can battle cancer and other challenges of life God's way, or show others how trusting God works even when it's hard. We can't show our employer that our hard work and smart work is done to honor Jesus. We can't show our employees that they are valued and respected for who they are, not just what they do. So every day that God gives you, breathe. So every day that God gives you breath, live. Live with all your might. Hold nothing back. Laugh, love, go on a hike to the Grand Canyon, do some rock climbing, paint a picture, run a 5K, show up early for work, coach your child's sports team, take a long vacation with your family where there's no internet. Write an encouraging note. Take a person to get their treatment. Visit a nursing home with your kids. Deliver meals to shut-ins. Make your own list of things you want to do to honor God and leave an impression on your children and grandchildren. The Apostle Paul says it this way: "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, not for man. You are serving the Lord Christ. Think of it. You are serving the Lord Christ. Fearing God is more than just morning devos and weekend worship. He has given us the gift to live and to love and to respect and honor and obey Him, and to do that with all our might. So live life for Jesus and live it always to the fullest. Father, through our study of Ecclesiastes, we've learned about the brief life we have on this earth, a life that doesn't always work out the way we want it to. We've learned that nothing under the sun satisfies our heart, no matter how hard we try. We've learned that we must trust you with our questions when there are no answers. We've learned that life only makes sense when we have a personal relationship with you through Jesus. Help us to live the days you give us to you, for you, and not for men. And give us the eternal perspective to live well and to leave well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.